This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate entering hour number two of the radio broadcast. I am Rob Brown. The great one, Lonzo, is on the other side of the metaphorical glass this morning, and I can't take a break because I am recording the absolute meltdown that UCLA head coach Mick Cronin had at a press conference earlier this week when asked about Big Ten teams having to travel to Los Angeles versus his team, the UCLA Bruins, having to not do that. All right, I can't do it. I have to come back to it. Easy, Mick. Easy.
I can't wait for this wine fest.
Buddy, he kind of has a point. He kind of has a point. UCLA, buddy, I picked up yesterday how much I've been leaning on the word buddy the last week. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it entered the Rob Brown lexicon.
Well, you lashed out in anger at me.
Yeah, but I don't know where that came from.
By using the word buddy, and it's when you say buddy, you're talking down to someone. You're like, you're putting them in their place.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that. I'm saying I don't know where I picked up utilizing buddy as the thing for that. I've never looked at somebody before a week ago and went, listen up, buddy.
Well, obviously it's the first time you've ever used it because it triggered something for me.
The question is,
did you just call me buddy?
Exactly. What I'm saying is, I don't know where that came from. I will say this. In the last 6 months or so, got real big into hockey. That's why I, specifically me, Rob Brown, is having so much fun with this Four Nations face-off, because not only is it, and I mean this, sports at its finest. It's just sports at its best. Not only is it sports at its best, but it's great hockey. I mean, it's just great ice hockey.
So what's this have to do with buddy?
Let me get there. The answer is hockey, as many of you are learning. Hockey has its own lexicon, its own vocabulary, and it has its own accent. All right? Like, hockey has its own way of talking, right? Like, you say right at the end of everything, right? There's certain things. So, there's slappers, there's rippers, there's
Canadian.
Biscuits, there's apples.
You're just talking Canadian.
I mean, I don't know if it's Canadian. I don't know if it's just like Great North. Like, I don't know if they talk this way up in Michigan or whatever.
They do. They absolutely do.
And by the way, Kyle Mountain, head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, is going to join us here in about an hour and a half-ish or so. I will ask him this. Because one thing that I picked up on, as I've spent time for the past, 3 years in a row now, I work with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. I've been their DJ in the arena. I am now their in-arena MC at Swamp Rabbit Games. If you've never come to a hockey game, feel free. Come on out. It's a blast. I love hockey. I genuinely believe hockey is the best sport to watch live and in person. I really believe that. I'm a big basketball guy, big football guy. I think hockey is the best sport to watch live and in person. And what I've learned is I've been around the team for 3 years. And I've worked with teams in the past, Pensacola Ice Flyers, Jacksonville Icemen. I did a couple of games with them when I lived down in the butthole of America, Jacksonville, Florida. In spending time with teams, and obviously I've spent more time with the Swamp Rabbits than anybody else, but being around the actual team, like the fellas that put on the pads and the blades and go out there and slap it around a little bit, is that even players that come from non-northern communities eventually pick up the accent and pick up the lexicon. Like they eventually, they just all start to talk like hockey guys, right? They just all kind of get that thing where you kind of take the sentence up at the end, right? And they kind of start talking as if every, like, and it doesn't matter what they're talking about. They could be talking about the Chiefs, right? And it's just this hockey lexicon and this hockey way of talking. If you've never watched, say, Shorzy, which is a hilarious show by the guys who made Letterkenny, watch it, listen to him talk, bud. And Bud and Buddy are real big in that. So I'm wondering if it's because of my increased hockey viewership that Buddy made its way into the lexicon. Buddy?
See, I don't think that's what it is. I think at your advanced age, that's the kind of things that older people would yell at younger people.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
How many days you got?
Literally a week.
Okay, all right.
A week from today.
All right.
I'm not disagreeing that I've become more and more of a curmudgeon as I am now on a 7-day countdown until I turn 40 damn years of age.
Is Courtney going to put AARP on your cake?
I honestly have no idea what she has planned. I just know I'm terrified of it.
You should be.
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be, but I know her and I'm very afraid. I don't know where Buddy came from. I agree that I have become more of a curmudgeon, more of a get off my lawn guy, more of a back in my day guy. I'm not arguing with any of that. What I'm saying is, even as I've trended upwards in that element of my life, I don't know where I started dropping Buddy, but here we are. You know where else we are? We're in the 7 o'clock segment. You know what that means? That means it is time for the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know when you get to the office and start talking sports. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you'll be talking about. The Water Cooler Cheat Sheet. Buddy? It's a great word. It's got like great...
It's a condescending word.
It's got great adaptability to it.
I think I'd rather be called an expletive than buddy.
Listen here, you... Oh, my... Listen here, you... I'll tell you what I think about you. You. Water Cooler Cheat Sheet top three sports stories that you need to know this morning. Let's dive right in with item number one. South Carolina Gamecocks opened up with a 3-game set, went undefeated 3-0. They had game number 4 last night on the road at the Winthrop Eagles. This one was up in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and the Gamecocks will hang on to that 0 in the L column, maybe a little closer than you would have liked. Winthrop's a pretty good little baseball team, like one of those little teams that you're like, I don't know, maybe there's a regional appearance in line somewhere for the Winthrop Eagles. Winthrop falls to 3-1. South Carolina moves to 4-0. Jarvis Evans got the start. 3.1 innings. Allowed 5 hits and 3 earned runs. Did K5 through 3.1. He did hit 2 batters as well before he was relieved by Brandon Stone. Brandon Stone would get the W, going 3.2 innings with 1 hit allowed, 3 strikeouts, and no other numbers on the board. Parker Merlot, Brendan Sweeney would both come in for 1 inning of relief apiece. Sweeney gave up 1 hit, did K1 with 1 wild pitch and 1 hit batter, but no other numbers on the board for the Gamecock pitching staff. South Carolina opened up the scoring early. I'm not recovering from that easily. South Carolina opened up the scoring in the first inning when Kennedy Jones hit a moonshot to left field, a 2-run RBI that put the Gamecocks up by a pair. Winthrop got it back with a dinger in the bottom of the first with an RBI attached to it. That tied it up at 2-2. Winthrop would actually take a 3-2 lead in the fourth inning on a fielder's choice that resulted in a ribby. But in the fifth and the sixth, LaCroix and Hall went yad to make it 4-3 and then 5-3. And that is where your score would finalize. The Gamecocks now 4-0. As mentioned in this one, they are getting set for a another one this game tonight back home, Founders Park in Columbia, when they host Queens. They will rock you. We'll see if South Carolina can bump that number up to 5-0. Let's get to item number two. As we march to the end of the college basketball regular season, individual scores are going to become more and more important. They're going to become more and more important because obviously teams are beginning to polish up their resume for Selection Sunday. Kansas did the opposite of that last night, a team that was already having questions asked about it, as the Rock Chalk Jayhawks have now dropped 9 games. They are 6th place in the Big 12 and a full 6 games back of top Big 12 team Houston. The Rock Chalk Jayhawks have dropped 3 out of 4. They lost at Kansas State, and that's a plucky Kansas State team, a team that is playing better as the season progresses. They did beat Colorado 71-59, but then they turned around and lost on the road to a very middling Utah team last night, blown the bleep out by BYU, 91-57. Why am I bringing it up? Because it is tied for the worst loss for Bill Self as the head coach of the Jayhawks. It tied an NCAA tournament game where USC beat Kansas all the way back in Bill Self's first year with the Jayhawks. 2 Jayhawk players in double figures. Hunter Dickinson had 12 as a starter. David Colt had 11 off of the bench. Not another Jayhawk in double figures. They shot 37.5%, 28% from 3. On the flip side, they allowed BYU, an 18-8 team, and a pretty good team, probably going to be inside the top 25 in the next few days, to shoot 52% from the floor and 39% from behind the arc. Kansas also turned the ball over 15 times to just 10 takeaways in this contest. Kansas is not a bubble team. Kansas is going to the tournament, but by golly, they might be a double-digit seed. We're going to find out about that. Let's get to item number 3. Texter said, and I quote, "Really, Rob? Oh, no, we all heard it. Okay, and we're just moving on. We're not addressing it, Texter. We're not addressing it.
You just addressed it. Could you please move on? Because I'm not well. Anyway, keep going.
The Carolina Panthers have re-signed veteran and backup quarterback Andy Dalton. Instrumental, they say, to the development of one Bryce Young. Tuesday, the Panthers rewarded him for building that relationship. The 37-year-old quarterback, who has been in the league since 2011 when he was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, has signed a 2-year contract worth $8 million, 6 of it guaranteed, with a max value. Escalators could get it up to $10 million over the next 2 years. Dalton was scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent next month, but made it clear after the season that his preference was to return to Carolina, stay in Charlotte, and continue to work with Bryce Young. BY said after the deal was closed, quote, "Me and Andy are super close. From when I first got here, just being able to talk to him through things, having perspective on a situation that I had never been a part of, I was always leaning on him, always having conversations. You can't add up the hours we spent together, and just being able to have someone that you can bounce stuff off of, ask how you see things, whether it's X's and O's, or if it's a philosophical thing, or stuff outside of football, somewhere nuanced in between, he is always there and just trying to help me out." Andy Dalton, so far in his his career 39,500 passing yards, 253 touchdowns in 14 seasons. Has been selected to 3 Pro Bowls last year for the Panthers when he did get his spot starts after the benching of B.Y. early before he had the car accident that put him back on the bench. Dalton finished the season 1-4, 989 yards passing, 7 touchdowns, 6 picks, completed 66.3% of his pass attempts. Andy Dalton will return to the Carolina Panthers in the backup, but yo, I'm here if you need me roll for the silver and blue. I don't have an issue with it. From what I understand, the whole thing about his and BY relationship, it's legitimate. From what I understand, Andy Dalton has been an absolute asset to Bryce Young. He has been an absolute asset, which makes sense, right? Andy Dalton came into the league to the Cincinnati Bengals at a point where the Cincinnati Bengals were, and I did the research on this last night, not good at football. Andy Dalton came into the league at a point in time where the Cincinnati Bengals were struggling to get anything going, and Andy Dalton was tasked with being the man, myth, legend there for the Stripes. It didn't go well, and there are a lot of us, I am included in this, that believe that Andy Dalton, again, a 3-time Pro Bowler, Andy Dalton coulda, shoulda, woulda been a longtime, genuinely successful National Football League quarterback. But he spent so long toiling away in a bad franchise that by the time that it was time for it to be his time, he had effectively gotten ruined at that point, and there was no bounce back there. 39,500 yards last season through for a 67% completion percentage. It's about as good as you can ask for. Did go 1-4, but the team sucked a lot at that point in the season. It was very obvious to anybody watching. I am perfectly fine with spending $8 million to have Andy Dalton back in the fold for 2 years while BY continues his upward trajectory as QB1 of the CAR. I'm here for it. I think it's a good decision by Carolina. Let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we got a lot more we need to get into. This conversation about the All-Star game of the NBA and the NHL Four Nations face-off, it ain't gone anywhere. I said yesterday, I'm like, I don't know if we'll come back to this tomorrow or not because I don't know if the conversation is going to continue. It did. Rob Brown likes validation. Did you know that? I like when big, smart brain people say things on their shows after I said similar things on this show. One of them did it yesterday, a guy that I actually really like and have a lot of respect for. We're going to talk about that coming up next. I'm Rob Brown. He's the great one, Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Fan Upstate.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob the Great Monlonzo and you. Yesterday, a big topic of conversation was the NBA's All-Star Game versus the NHL's Four Nations Face-Off. Now, the NBA got its behind whooped for the last 7 days. On a week that was supposed to be very celebratory. A week that was supposed to be a big deal for the NBA. The All-Star Game, the best basketball players on the face of the planet, and now it is a global game. So on the face of the whole planet, we're talking Slovenia coming together in L.A.
It's okay.
To play a game.
They're blaming LeBron. So
they're going to blame LeBron.
No, they are. They're blaming,
oh, I know.
They're blaming LeBron.
They're blaming Ant Edwards.
It's all LeBron's fault.
You blame whatever you want to blame. It is supposed to be a celebratory week of basketball, a week where basketball fans at large can put away the tribalism and love of their individual teams and can come together to just celebrate the game. And instead, hockey kicked its ass. And the reason why is very simple. Now, I gave you my reason yesterday that I think the Four Nations Face-Off waxed the NBA All-Star Game in terms of attention, talk time over the radio over the last 7 days, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The answer is the first 9 seconds of the Team USA-Canada game on Saturday night, when not once, not twice, but thrice, boys from both sides dropped the gloves, squared up, haired up, and threw some punches, took some shots to the chicklets to defend their national flag and the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. And I made a big deal out of it yesterday, and I thought to myself, I said, I don't know if I went too far. I don't know if I made sense or not. I did make some social media videos out of it, so I felt like we did a pretty good job. And then yesterday, I went home. I sat down at the kitchen table. I was doing a little work, having some leftover sketti and meatballs from the weekend. And I was listening to The Rich Eisen Show, which is available right here on the Fan Upstate from noon to 3 every single afternoon. I'm a big Rich Eisen guy. I believe Lonzo's a big Rich Eisen guy.
I am, even though he, you know, is pro-Michigan. But
sure.
Yes.
That's how much of a big big Rich Eisen guy he is. He forgives his love of the maize and blue. All right? I was listening to Rich Eisen, and Rich Eisen had a very familiar take. Good gosh, where did we hear that before? Oh, that's right. That's exactly the take that I had a couple of hours before that. Now, I'm not saying Rich Eisen ripped off my work, because he doesn't have to. Rich a big sports guy. Rich a good sports guy. That's why I like Rich Eisen a lot. What I'm saying is, the fact that Rich Eisen and I, who, by the way, he's in the group text too. The fact that Rich Eisen and I landed on the same spot without checking the daily, here's what your opinion is today, Rob, emails that we all get here in the lamestream media, of which I am obviously a member. It's not that it validated me. I don't dislike that. I don't dislike that one of the most respected talking heads in the game said almost verbatim exactly what I said 3 hours before he said it. I do like the validation. I don't need it. I felt real good about my take. What I like is that this jumped off the page to as many people as it did. I just want the boys to care. I just want the boys to go out there and treat it as if it matters to them. I'm not saying that I need the fellas in the NBA to turn the circle in the middle of the court into a UFC ring and start beating the crap out of each other. That ain't basketball. That's 100% part of hockey culture. It's not part of the basketball culture. I don't need that. I do want to see that they want to win. I'm not asking them to go out there.
Draymond will put his mic down for that.
Oh, for sure. Draymond's the only one that I believe would actually try to hit like an RKO out of nowhere, legitimately. I'm not asking them to go out there and beat the crap out of each other and knock teeth out. I'm just asking, show me that you want to win this game. That's it. Just show me that you want to win this game. That's all I'm looking for. And 100% got that out of the Four Nations faceoff. But why, you might ask? Yesterday, bit of a long clip here, longer than I usually play, but everything he says from this start of this clip to the end of this clip resonated with me as somebody who is not a lifelong hockey guy. I've been around the game since like high school. I didn't really start to consider myself a big hockey guy till about 2015, so about 10 years or so. But in that 10 years, I have grown to love this game. I've grown to love the culture of this game. I have grown to love the intricacies of this game. PK Subban is a Canadian, retired, defenseman who played like a lot of years in the NHL. Was drafted in 2007 to the Montreal Canadiens, played to 2022, spent time with the Canadiens, with the Predators, and with the New Jersey Devils. He went on ESPN yesterday. ESPN, one of my biggest complaints, never gives hockey time. Never gives NHL time. Despite the fact that they are a partner with the league, you just don't get hockey on the big stick because they are all in on the give attention to what gets attention philosophy. That's why you got screaming heads debating everything and not just coverage of sports. But they did something they don't ordinarily do. Not only did they bring a hockey guy on one of their big talking head debate shows, but they like gave him time to talk about this. And here's what PK had to say. Thank you. I no notes. 10 of 10, 5 stars, 2 thumbs up, A+, no notes. That's the take. That was all I was saying yesterday. He just said it way more hockey-ish. Until the players learn to care, why do I care? Again, I'm not saying that I need the All-Star game to be the single greatest basketball game I watch in a given year. Kobe Bryant described the All-Star game, or at least what the All-Star game is in an ideal world, as the greatest pickup game to ever be played. And it should be better every year. The greatest pickup game to ever be played. You got the best basketball players on the face of the planet from all around the globe. The best basketball players on the face of the planet coming together to play effectively a pickup game. It should be remarkable. But you tune in and it's very, I got LeBron James. And for the record, you guys know this. I'm a big LeBron guy. I love LeBron James. LeBron James dropping out of the All-Star game 30 minutes before he started it, when he knew his ankle was jacked and he wanted to rest it, I'm disappointed in LeBron James. I am. Because that spot could have gone to somebody who, and for the record, because we kind of started getting down to the fringe All-Stars, right? That spot could have gone to somebody who has a great season, was having a great season, could have had the opportunity to play, and maybe would have played hard. Ant-Man Edwards competing in every single aspect of All-Star Game weekend. He was there for the skills competition. He watched the dunk contest. He was there at all the events and all that. 30 minutes before the All-Star Game starts, I got a flu. I got a cold. I got the coughs. Buddy, you knew you weren't going to play. So say that early. Get out of the way. Ant-Man, and here's the reason I come down a little bit harder. It's fair. Here's the reason I come down a little harder on Anthony Edwards, because Anthony Edwards has said with his full chest into the microphone, I don't want to be the face of the NBA. They've asked him, do you feel like you can take the mantle from Braun as the face of the NBA? And he has straight up said, I don't want that. I just want to be the best basketball player I can be. I don't want to be the face of the league. Okay, and I'm good with that. I don't mind that. But if you don't want that responsibility, then get out of the way and let somebody else have the spot that will. PK Subban and Rich Eisen both echoed exactly what I had said yesterday morning a couple of hours before they did. The guys in the NHL, by dropping gloves and absolutely getting after it, by putting on three very good hockey games for Team USA specifically, made it look as if they don't just care, they give a damn about this tournament, about winning this tournament. And as Rich said, and as I said yesterday, I just want to know you care. I just want to know you care. I just want to know you want to win. I want to know that you feel about the thing that I want to love as much as I want to love it. You show me that, I'm all in. You don't, I'm right back out. Like we are of this segment on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Texter said, Rob, there's an entire generation of people that will never watch the NBA again because of players like load management, LeBron, me being one of them. The NBA needs a Caitlin Clark. Maybe it's Cooper Flagg. I don't know. All right. I'll have this conversation. I didn't plan on it, but
is
here we are.
WNBA playing again yet?
A couple of their draft is like 3 weeks after the end of the Women's March tournament, and then they start their season like 2 weeks after that. So okay. Like 3 months away, 2.5 months away.
The hype really died. I'm curious to see if
I don't think it has at
back.
All. Yeah. I don't think it is at all. I think it's just off. It's off season. It's off season.
Okay.
Right? It's like same as we're not, I mean, we got NBA talk right, or NFL talk right now, but we're not like heavy on it because it's off season. I think as soon as the W tips back off, it's gonna fire right back up, especially the first time Double C goes out there and puts up a 40 burger on somebody.
We'll see.
Yes, we will. All right, let's talk about this NBA text from unidentified texter. On our text line at 844-326-3663, you can text the radio show as well. 844-326-3663, that is the same number to text and to call in and get on the air. There is an entire generation of people that will never watch the NBA again because of players like load management LeBron, me being one of them. The NBA needs a Caitlin Clark. Maybe it's Cooper Flagg, IDK, says a texter on the text line.
Okay, what thoughts? What generation is that that will never watch it again? I'm just curious.
The real answer is the older generation.
The generation was not identified. So it can't be the newer generation because they don't know that player is not playing like they should be to them when they're watching, oh, that's how things are done. So, I mean, I don't – how old are you, Texter?
I think we all, when it comes to the NBA, I don't know if there's other sports we do this with. I think with the NBA, we have all kind of agreed to identify generations, air quoting this, by the player that was considered the best of it. I think the last generation was the LeBron generation. The generation before that was the Kobe generation. The generation before that was the Michael generation. The generation before that was the Magic, maybe Bird generation. You know, you can go back to the Kareem generation, maybe the Big O Oscar Robertson. He's going to be in the audio blitz. Can't wait for that. Maybe the Big O generation. I think we've accepted in basketball terms that we accept generations based on the player that was the GOAT, the defining player of that generation. Texter wrote back and said, it's me, Will, and I'm 45 years old, and I can't watch it anymore. It's sad to watch. All right, Will, you're 45. You're a little bit older than me. I'm going to assume, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got the text line fired up, and I like it. Welcome to the Armada. I'm going to assume that you're a Jordan guy at 45 years of age. I love LeBron. I loved Kobe. I'm a Jordan kid. My NBA fandom developed when his airness was throwing down three-peats in Chi-Town, right? And what I will not argue is somebody who still loves and watches the NBA to this day. What I will not argue is that basketball was a much different and much more physical version of the game back then. And I'm willing to say there are elements of the game today that I don't like. I don't like that we don't call travels. That's a problem to me. Because I do think if you want to soften up the game to allow the Kevin Durants and the Steph Currys to thrive within it, I can understand it to some degree. And let's not sit here and pretend like basketball is the only sport that has modified itself in order to allow its offensive superstars to shine. The NFL's done it too. Major League Baseball's done it too. That's just the result of us as American sports fans, and this is why I've said for a very long time, if you watch sports for touchdowns and dunks and home runs, you don't like sports. You just like success, which is fine, right? To each their own, it's subjective. To me, this is why I'm a soccer guy, because the beauty of the game is in the game, not the result. The results are fun. The results are how we monitor that. But the beauty of the game, when I watch football, I get more jacked up and juiced up about a well-done left guard pull end around an ISO off tackle than I do about an 80-yard touchdown pass. Because there are, on that play, 9 guys directly involved on the offense and 8 or 9 guys directly involved on the defense, and all of them have to do their individual jobs. I get as excited about a wonderful game from a left guard as I do a wide receiver going off for 225 and 3 touchdowns. The beauty of the game is in the playing of the game, not the result. If you only look at the result of the game, why do you watch? Why do you watch? Why do you watch a football game if the only thing you care about is touchdowns, right? But that is what we as Americans have shown these leagues that we like. Why do we monitor? Why do we modify the rules to allow Mahomes and Brady and all these quarterbacks to set these quarterback records every year? Because that's, as Americans, what we've shown we've watched. And we know that because the year that Tom Brady had his ACL popped in week 1 and he was out, viewership in the NFL tanked immediately as a result of it, directly correlated to that. That we've shown that's what we like. So the NBA recognized that and they said, okay, we like to see guys go off for 45, 50, 55, 60 points a game. So let's modify the game so that there's more of that and less of that hard-nosed, old-school 1970s, 80s, 90s, hand-check, hard physical defense. That's a result of us. Now, you may be with me and the minority of people that go, nah, I really want travels to be called. That's kind of the rules of the game. I watched, it was Ant-Man Edwards in a game a couple of weeks ago. Gets a pass on the wing, dribble drives, hits a jump stop just outside of the block. Hits a step back. All right, fine. You're still within the rules of the game. Hits a step back. The defender elevates, jumps. Ant-Man then takes his back foot, steps around him, takes a second step, goes up, lays it up, no call. Jump stop with both feet, 1-2 around him. I'd call it a Euro step, but as far as I'm concerned, Ant-Man should have had a passport for how far he traveled in that. No call. I was furious, okay? So, I am fine with the concept of we need to enforce the rules of basketball to make basketball what basketball is supposed to be. But this whole concept of it's unwatchable now, I don't agree with that. I don't. Has the game changed? Yeah. Has it gotten worse? I don't think so. I honestly think, I'm not going to get into this debate because this could be, I could do a 4-hour debate on this. All these people that go, oh, you know, LeBron couldn't play in the 90s NBA. Bull crap. Not only could LeBron play in the 90s NBA, he'd go for 40 a game. He's 6'15". He's built like a brick bleep house. And at 40 years of age, he's still putting up 32 points. And now he's getting like 12 assists per game. Bull crap he couldn't play in the 90s. He just doesn't have to play that game. That's on the NBA. That's not on the boys. The concept of load management. Will called him load management LeBron. I respect that. Here's the thing. It has been shown. And this is more true for older players than it is for younger players. But it has been shown that load management, especially in a day and age where the NBA has decided that doubleheaders, that back-to-backs are not just a thing, but like a regular thing in the NBA. It has been shown that older players on load management have less injury games when they participate in load management. So, do you want to get mad because LeBron doesn't play back-to-backs and he sits out 1 every 7-8 games? Or, especially if you're the NBA, and you're responsible to answering to your advertising partners. Do you want LeBron going out for 2 weeks because he banged up his ankle? He didn't have time to rest it, and he's missing time. Now, I'm not saying that's true for the 23, 24-year-old guys, the new guys in the league. I'm saying it's true for the older guys. That's just numbers. And again, that's up to you. And I get it. Kobe would go out there and have a separated shoulder and go, I got another shoulder, which is a thing he did, for the record. Tore his rotator cuff, was told, you come out of the game. And Kobe said, no, I got another shoulder. I can still play. I'll shoot left-handed. And did. Yeah, I'll say that's worth admiring. That's worth telling stories about. Sure thing. But not everybody's Kobe. That's why we celebrate Kobe. I've made that point on this radio show 100 times, right? The reason we celebrate guys like Kobe, celebrate guys like Michael, is because they're one in a million. They're just, you can't ask everybody to have the mama mentality. Here's a question. And I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound some kind of way. And I'm good with that. But for those of you that write in and you go, LeBron ain't Kobe, I don't disagree. Let me ask you a question. Are you? Do you have that mentality? Do you attack your job like that? Do you go in an hour and a half before the boss says you need to be there? Do you stay for an hour and a half after the boss says you need to be there? Do you pick up extra assignments when your coworker's off? Do you do their job and yours? When you get the flu, do you show up to work and grind away anyway? Here's the reality. All the people that call on LeBron to have the Mamba mentality, you don't either. That's why we celebrate those people. That's why we celebrate them, because they're so rare. Like, I don't think I'm calling out anybody specifically. And if you feel like you're being called out, it's because you don't have the Mamba mentality. I'm going to keep it a buck. I think I work my ass off. I do. I'm up here at 4:30 in the morning, 4:40 in the morning every morning. I'm out of here at 11 to noon in the afternoon. I don't take a lunch break. Then I go home. I eat a quick lunch. Then I set up my laptop in the studio. I get to work again. I host the show on Saturdays. I go work Swamp Rabbit Games 2-3 times a week. I do all this stuff. I work my butt off. And I don't have a mama mentality, because sometimes I go, God, I feel like crap today. I'm not going to work. I stood up for a 4-hour show yesterday. My gluteus maximus hurts. I'm sitting down today. That's not true. I'm standing up today. Mama mentality, baby. We celebrate those people. But the game has changed away from the old physical 90s NBA. If you want to make the argument we should go back to that kind of basketball, that's all well and good. But I challenge you, genuinely, I challenge you. Go to YouTube, go to whatever archive sports site you watch, and go back and watch 90s basketball that ain't the Bulls. Go back and watch 90s, seriously, go back and watch the 1990s Spurs. Go back and watch the 1990s Clippers. Go back and watch the 1990s Bullets. Go back and watch the every now and then you got a team that's got Akeem Olajuwon and Clyde the Glide down in Houston. Every now and then you got a Sean Kemp and a Detlef Schrempf in Seattle. But like most of the teams would get run out of the gym by an average NBA team today. The basketball, in my opinion, it was more physical, but it wasn't better. It was more physical, but it wasn't more entertaining. It was better, but it does not have the caliber of superstar talent that we have in the NBA today. If you are not watching it because you go, it ain't the 90s, that's great. But I want you to really think about it, about the teams, the fond memories you have of the 90s, Will. You had Jordan. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Jordan guy too. I own two NBA jerseys right now. Michael Jordan's red 23 from Chicago, Dirk Nowitzki's gray 41 from the Mavs. Those are the only two NBA jerseys I own right now. I own more animated cartoon basketball jerseys than I own NBA jerseys. I'm a Jordan guy too. We reminisce about the best of the 90s. We reminisce about Jordan and Akeem and early Shaq and Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. Go back and watch 90s basketball. That doesn't involve those guys. Go watch middle of the pack NBA basketball. It's not as good. It's not as fast. It's not as entertaining. It's not as fun. It's just not. Yes, call the travels. Yes, call the fouls. Yes, let's officiate the game the way the rules of the game say it's meant to be officiated. I'm on board with you there. But this whole concept of, okay, watch it because LeBron low manages. Go watch mid-90s basketball and watch mid-basketball from the mid-90s. And for a second, tell me it's better than the 2025 NBA. Please, They will come back tomorrow.
They will tell you that. And because people who are stuck on there is a mentality as far as it was better back then. Today is horrible. There is no progression. My guys then are better than your guys now. It's just, I think it's going to continue throughout time. And people who are big time LeBron guys are going to be saying this to whoever the next guy is. It's just, that's just how it works.
Again, I will also acknowledge it is subjective. There are some of you that may watch the 90s basketball and watch mid-90s basketball, watch middle-of-the-pack basketball and go, dude, this is better. That's your subjective opinion. I'm not gonna say your subjective opinion is wrong. I'm going to tell you, for my 2 cents, mid-basketball in the 90s doesn't touch mid-basketball in 2025. The athletes are better. The game is faster. The game's played above the rim. Guys are shooting from the logo
at the same clip
that guys used to shoot from inside the three.
When you're talking about that, I'm picturing all those guys in the 90s who want to play defense all beneath the basket when even the center from today will pull up at the three and nail a three.
Yeah. While those guys are under there waiting. Nikola Jokic around at the block and watch my man go out there and put down 11 threes. And here's the thing. You complain about seven-footers shooting the three, but if Nikola Jokic is going to knock down 45% from behind the arc uncontested, shoot away, Big Daddy. Shoot away. I'm all in. Texter said, real quick before we go to a break, try to figure out why I had to turn my headphones down a notch yesterday and today listening to the show. Then science informed me why. Standing allows for better breath support and more efficient airflow, resulting in a greater vocal projection and volume. A slouched posture while sitting can restrict breathing and reduce vocal clarity. Rob, for the well-being of the Armada, sit down. We could lose an eardrum. I got to tell you, I said this yesterday, I say it today. Like, I feel more energetic standing up, dude. I feel like the show's been better the last 2 days. Getting a new vibe here on the Rob Brown Show. Same vibe is the great vibe, a man who brings the Mamba mentality, the Kobe mindset to every sports flash, Lonzo.
I don't, because I never liked Kobe and never will. But one thing I will say, they're right about your projection. It's been different having to produce while you're stepping away from the microphone. South Carolina baseball team improved to 4-0 to open the season with a 5-3 road victory in Rock Hill over the Winthrop Eagles. Jarvis Evans went 3.1 innings with 5 hits, 5 Ks, and 3 earned runs before Brandon Stone entered for 3.2 innings, allowing just 1 hit, no runs, striking out 3, and earning the win. In the latest women's top 25 poll, a people rather. Notre Dame is first, followed by Texas at 2. UCLA comes in at 3. Southern Cal at 4. UConn at 5. South Carolina checks in at 6. LSU at 7. The Ohio State University at 8. North Carolina at 9. And TCU rounds out the top 10. Tune in tonight, 7 p.m. for the Furman Paladins as they take on the Sanford Bulldogs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.